Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. I'm Ron Berger. Today is December 29th, 2024. In this report, we'll take a look at what's coming up in the zodiac for January 2025. But before we begin, an important message. The weekly videos on this channel are available to people who donate to the channel. You are watching the once-a-month free public video. If you would like to have access to the upcoming month's weekly reports, stick around for the link at the end of this video to make your donation. Thanks. A lot of what happens in the zodiac during the first month of 2025 concerns Mars. The month begins with a rather intense planetary pattern that is already in progress at the end of December. Retrograde Mars, opposed to Pluto. Mars is the planet of action and aggression. When a planet is retrograde, it is at its closest to the Earth, and therefore extra powerful. Pluto is the planet of destruction and rebirth. Pluto also signifies mass events, big stuff, in other words, game changers. Mars was last directly opposite Pluto at the beginning of November at the time of the U.S. presidential election. The game changer event at that time was Donald Trump winning the U.S. presidential election. Now Mars comes back via retrograde motion to again be opposite to Pluto. Interestingly, on January 1st, New Year's Day, the Moon will be in position to line up with the Mars-Pluto opposition. The Moon adds energy to whatever it connects with, so it could be that there will be a major event on the first day of the new year. Mars is still retrograde for all of January and into February. When Mars is retrograde, its energy gets held back, it gets pressurized, builds up, and then can explode in a dramatic fashion. On January 13th, the full moon will be exactly conjunct retrograde Mars, though there we have another date when the energy of retrograde Mars is likely to be released. Retrograde Mars will change signs on January 20th, when it backs out of sidereal Cancer and backs into sidereal Gemini. For the remainder of its retrograde period, the planet of aggression and force will be in the very mental sign of Gemini. Gemini is fond of ideas and information. Gemini is the sign of consensus and diplomacy. This is not a good fit for Mars. In this sign, the Mars hastiness, impulsiveness, and aggression leads to ill-conceived ideas, a lot of debate, and worse, anger, and controversy. As soon as retrograde Mars backs into Gemini on January 20th, another zodiac interaction happens. Mars becomes directly opposite Mercury. The exact opposition is on January 23rd. Mars has a rather detrimental effect on Mercury. The planet of force and aggression pitted against the planet of rational thinking. Mercury is the planet of information. Mars interacting with Mercury means weaponizing the facts. Since Mercury is the planet of making choices and Mars is the planet of action, we can easily see that the first week of the new Trump administration will be full of decisions, transactions, messaging, and media circus, which will cause a lot of conflict and controversy. Mars is not the only planet engaged in forming patterns during January. In another part of the zodiac, Venus is getting involved with other planets. Venus entered sidereal Aquarius on December 28th. Aquarius is the sign of the group, Aquarius is a sign with a social conscience. Aquarius is the social humanitarian of the zodiac. Venus, as the planet of relationship and sociability and values, encourages the Aquarian fondness for engaging in group activities, especially those activities directed at making society a better place for everyone. As Venus proceeds further into Aquarius, it encounters Saturn. The exact conjunction is on January 18th. Saturn is the ruler of Aquarius. A planet is strong when it is in its own sign. Saturn benefits from the association of Venus. Venus is harmony and agreement. Saturn is the planet of the established order and stability. Venus is values. Saturn is the planet of rules and regulations. Saturn is the planet of work, the planet of labor. Therefore, Saturn also represents government by the workers. In other words, Saturn is the planet of democracy. So we can surmise that as the new Trump administration is stepping in, there will be lots of demands from various sectors of the public intent on having their social ideals included in the new administration's plans. These expectations, coming from groups of people with agendas that don't necessarily agree with other groups, are bound to become sources of conflict within the new administration. Venus's fortunes change again at the end of January when it leaves Aquarius and moves into sidereal Pisces. In Vedic astrology, Venus is considered exalted in Pisces. It's the planet of love, in a sign that is naturally hopeful, receptive, and sentimental. Venus represents harmony and agreement. Pisces is idealistic. As soon as Venus enters Pisces, it has to encounter Rahu and Neptune, and this is not so good. The Rahu-Neptune conjunction is a strange, slow-moving combination that will be hanging out in the early degrees of Pisces for the next 3 months. Venus will be the first of a number of planets that will come into conjunction with Rahu-Neptune. Both Rahu and Neptune can cause confusion and distortion. Rahu, as an eclipse point, can obscure things. Neptune, as the planet of the non-rational realm, makes things really fuzzy. As the demon significator, Rahu adds the element of obsession and corruption. Neptune's downside is deception and suspicion. Venus significations are therefore likely to suffer from this association, which continues through the final days of January and into the first days of February. Rahu also signifies aliens and unusual things. Venus is the planet of romance, so this combination has the potential to manifest as an unusual infatuation. Okay, so there's a brief look at planetary patterns for January 2025, and here's a description of what's coming up in January's weekly videos. January 5th, Venus with Saturn in Aquarius, and an analysis for each rising sign chart. January 12th, the Trump administration predictions based on the chart of the inauguration. January 19th, Mars retrograde in Gemini and the effects for your rising sign. January 26th, a preview of planetary patterns for February 2025. You'll not want to miss out on all these great upcoming videos, so if you would like to have access to January's weekly reports, donate $20 by clicking on or touching the donation card you see at the end of this video, which will take you to a donation page. And if $20 for a month is too much for you, you can donate $10. The link for each week's report will be sent to you via your email. Here's the link to the donation page. Just click or touch the card, And if the card does not appear or doesn't work, you can find the link in the comments section below. Thank you, and until next week.